Hi, I'm Harper Delaney. I live a great life with my best friend, parents, and sister. Oh wait, no. This is not how the story begins. Okay, this is where it all began. My life was awesome. I had a great family, great friends, great everything. I even had a BFF. And not like the one in school. It was my sister, Quinn. Quinn was the nicest. She was in year 10. Me being in year 7, I thought she was so cool and fun, and best part, she did everything I did. I loved her so much until that horrible day. It was one day after school when I saw her with a guy named Kenzo, my best friend Liam's brother, underneath the old oak tree behind school. And I couldn't hear it, but I think she said,
"I like you, Kenzo Beaver."
And then I knew she had fallen in love. I absolutely hated it. From then on, Kenzo would rock up to her house and study. Everyone knows what that means. Kissing. Yuck. They'd sit together, hold hands, compliment each other, and do, well, stuff. I hate stuff. And I hated my sister.
Wait, so what happened at lunch today? And make this phone call snappy. I'm covering for my idiot brother until my parents get home.
Okay, so basically, these kids were talking about, well, I don't know. And then the devil herself walked up right behind them. Principal Huxley.
Jeez, that's how it always ends. Principal Huxley ruins the day.
She was so angry. I don't even know what they did wrong. She just blew up in front of them. What a killjoy. And speaking of killing the joy, Quinn and Kenzo are downstairs. Ugh, I told her I was on a phone call, and she persists to listen. Hear this. Hey, you two lovebirds in the kitchen!
Yeah?
What?
Would you shut it? Whatever.
It's okay, my nutter butter.
Aw, thank you, my snuggy buggy.
I think it's about time we get rid of them.
And what exactly are you proposing?
Okay, I know I sound crazy, but it's all gone too far. Also, in the end, we settled on a more subtle scheme. Oh, I don't know. Hook them, kidnap them, ship them away. Their love is ruining our lives, and that is evident every single day.
You do have a point.
Yeah, I do. But first, we need a plan, and we need brains with foul and ghastly thoughts on their minds. A brain which everyone knows of. A brain willing to risk it all. Okay, bye!
Bye!
Look, she's standing right over there, next to those lockers. Just prance on up and ask to meet with her.
Since you make it sound so easy, you do it.
No, you!
No, you!
No, you!
No, you! Oh.
Delaney, is there a problem here? You two puny kids want me to help you break up your siblings? Because they're destroying your lives, and you want me to help you, because I have experience.
Precisely.
Yep.
Rumor has it that you broke up Rosaline and Julian, the star-crossed lovers of the school. You were the tragedy.
Dang.
How long have they been dating?
I think 6 or 7 months.
Wow. They're doing pretty good. Well, in my opinion, the best ways to make them break up is to make them hate each other. Try using their personalities and routines to drive them away from each other. A love interest. A certain thing that ticks them off. Remember, the importance of time. You know them. You call the shots. Ah, excuse me. I gotta go yell at those kids. Hey, hey, hey! Get his head out of the toilet right now, Jeffrey.
Hey, that sounds pretty simple.
We just have to observe them. Well, I know my brother. Dumb, ugly, and selfish.
Yeah, well, we need more than that, doofus. Watch your brother. I'll watch my sister. List their main habits, activities, whatever else. My idea of the situation is that we're doing this out of love for our siblings and hate for the relationship they create. I plan to do this in a simple step-by-step manner.
Okay, so yesterday I wrote down all of the things she absolutely hates in a guy, and right now, Kenzo is none of them. Next week, Friday, is the prom, and obviously they're going together, so our objective is to make sure they don't go at all.
And hopefully make them break up on the night. Eureka!
First factor, phones. They're always on their cell, calling and texting. Well, they only text at school, so you being Kenzo's brother, take his cell while he's sleeping.
So him being, well, him, forgets about it and walks to school not knowing anything. Quinn gets angry, Kenzo gets confused, and boom, first part of the mission, complete.
Shh! I'm sure you can be quieter than that.
I'm trying.
Okay, he's right over there on his bed. Door's open and we're only a room away. Just go up and smack him. It'll give you enough time to grab his phone.
I love you more. Wait, wait. Together, ready? I love you more.
Rose, fine. I'm going in. Okay, steady now. 3, 2, 1.
Remember, be quiet.
What?
Hey, what are you?
Oh my gosh, he's unconscious. How? You slept like a girl.
My brother's weak.
babe? Are you there? Kenzie, baby!
Shh.
Oh, hey, my nutter butter. I'm sorry, but I don't love you anymore. Bye!
Wait, what?
Shh. Come on, he's gonna wake up!
Okay. Wait, the phone!
Hey, my face kinda hurts. Was Quinn here? And was she angry at me? Meh, I don't know.
Okay, quiet down, class. Come on, everyone. I said quiet down. The bell is gonna go in 2 minutes. Be quiet!
Okay, so I was thinking we could do this.
No. We should do.
Hey, you two. My office, now. Pull up a chair, both of you.
Why is she staring at us?
I bet she's thinking about how she'll torture us.
So...
Oh no, why is she smiling?
How'd it go?
Huh?
Well, we'll find out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
Okay, I felt so smart saying this. Perfect timing and all. And best of all, Principal Huxley saw. I saw. Liam saw. We all saw. Kenzo dumbstruck. And Quinn crying a river under the old oak. She was obviously annoyed at the fact that her boyfriend doesn't love her anymore, and didn't even answer any of her texts during class. Oh boy, it was glorious.
You did it. Oi. Oh no.
Wait. Why are they kissing? What are we missing?
Okay, we almost knocked them off their axis.
Almost? That was horrible. I hate seeing them together.
Yeah, I'm gonna go downstairs to get something to eat. You want anything?
I'm good. Wait, crackers will do.
Yep. Do we have crackers? Meh, I'm sure you can eat cookies. Okay, apples in the fridge. From the cupboard and cookies. Huh? Where are the cookies? I left them right here in the... Ugh! Quinn! Where are the cookies? I checked in the cupboard where they usually are. Quinn! Ugh, you are so annoying. Okay, this pause right here is where it all happened. I saw Quinn's phone on the counter in front of the TV, and along with it, an opportunity to call a special someone. If Quinn doesn't believe what her boyfriend says, her boyfriend will believe her. I know it makes no sense, but Kenzo Beaver is a half-witted, good-for-nothing over. My sister is, or was, smart. Compromise is key. Once I walked back up to Liam in the room, I told him all about my plan, and that the mission for, love, or love for our siblings at least, was back on. At this point in time, it was around 3, just after school, and Liam went home after our snack. Quinn and Kenzo weren't around, so I decided to make the call.
Hello? This is Kenzo Beaver.
Hey, baby. I just wanted to tell you-
Just kidding. You've reached the voicemail of moi.
Oh, nitwit.
So yeah, I'm probably like with a babe or something, so just wait for the beep thingy to talk or whatever.
Hey babe, I know we've been through a lot and all, and I know prom is tonight, and you're probably picking your clothes out, but I called to tell you I'm breaking up with you, so bye.
Thanks for that.
Calm down, it's just me!
What do you mean just you? And what do you mean by thanks?
You heard that voicemail? Yeah, he's not lying. I went to the prom and his other girlfriend was dancing with him. We broke up earlier today at the oak tree.
What? Aren't you guys like destined for each other or something?
He's a mindless hunk!
Pfft, I wish you would have realized that earlier before you became one too.
Haha, very funny. Liam told me all about it. I'm happy. I see how, as a sister, I've neglected you, and I was wrong. And I feel so bad. So, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, why are you hugging me?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too. I acted like you were the bad guy, because I was just so angry and I was scared.
How come?
I thought I was gonna lose you.
Well, I'm not a dumb hunk.
Long story short, we both got what we wanted. The stunts Liam and I pulled off weren't that big of a deal, and I worked it out with my sister. I love her, and she loves me back. Also, Liam told Kenzo about everything, and how he was a total jerk. Kenzo did not care. But Quinn had found a new guy. Quinn and I have talked about it, and I think this will be better than the last guy. This time, I won't go rogue or anything, because change should be embraced, not discouraged.
A Lover's Story was written and directed by Amelia Lobenden Wood. It starred the vocal talents of Amelia W., Saket D., Manisha R., Sarai M., and Mahia S. A Lover's Story was recorded in person at ISS in Suva, Fiji. The music was composed and used with permission from Luke Carembo. Track titles include Night, Onion, Cheese, Butter, Marshmallow, Teapot, Empty, and Sunset. You can find his music on YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram, and email. Lucrembo is spelled L-U-K-R-E-M-B-O. Editing and post-production was done by Amelia Lobenden Wood. Sound effects were created by the cast or using royalty-free, no copyright sources. All credits belong to original owners.